And now, come closer and hear these words from the Gospel of Mark. Sitting across from the offering box, Jesus was observing how the crowd tossed money in for the collection. Many of the rich were making large contributions. One poor widow came up and put in two small coins, a measly 2 cents. Jesus called the disciples over and said, "The truth is, this poor widow gave more to the collection than all the others put together. All the others gave what they'll never miss. She gave extravagantly what she couldn't afford. She gave her all." Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. Change, not pocket change, change. The one we don't always welcome, that kind. But can you imagine a world without it? What if nothing ever changed? A Dutch pastor was helping Jews escape the Nazis when he himself was caught. He was loaded into a boxcar with several Jews and others who had been captured, and he was sent to a concentration camp. It was a long, frightening journey through the night. And finally, when the train stopped and the doors flew open, there were bright lights beaming into the boxcar, and they couldn't see anything. They thought their worst nightmares had come true, but then they realized something very unexpected was happening. People were cheering and singing, and the folks on the train discovered they'd been taken to Switzerland, and they were now safe in the hands of people who cared for them. Someone had dared to switch the track and change the course of the direction of that train. What changes are you grateful for in your life? What changed for you that gave you a new direction? Not all change is bad. Is there something you are trying to change in your life right now? Is there something you want different or over and done with or reworked? Because this is a different perspective on change. This moves us from change as something being done to us, right? And it moves us more as to being the vehicles of change. This type of change makes us change agents. This view of change means we are the ones who dare to switch the track. What do you want to see changed in our world? What track do you see we are on that you'd like to see changed? Because we have a unique calling and an extraordinary role as believers of God. We are challenged, charged even, to be like the widow in the scripture this morning. The poor woman gave 2 pennies, a measly 2 pennies, it said. And Jesus turns around and he says she gave more to the collection than anyone, than all of them put together. And those 2 pennies made all the difference in the world. They changed the world. They changed the world view on how little things can make huge impacts. Look at how those 2 pennies were more than all the others. Look what little bits of giving can add up to be. And look at how it changed her life. She was no longer poor when she gave those 2 pennies. She was no longer on the sidelines of life. She was no longer alone or measly. She was a part of something transformative. She was a part of something holy. She was a part of making a difference. She was a change agent. What change do we want to be a part of? What 2 cents can we give so we can be a part of something big? Because we can. We can be the change we want to see in the world. We can do our part, our 2 cents worth, that can make all the difference. Jeff Hansen did. Jeff Hansen was born in 1993 with neurofibromatosis type 1, which causes changes in the skin's coloring and growth of tumors along the nerves in the skin, the brain, and other parts of the body. He also has an optic brain tumor that has rendered him legally blind. Jeff is also an award-winning philanthropic artist on a mission to change the world through art. Jeff's acrylic on canvas art uses bold color and heavily sculptured texture to create unmistakable signature style that he is known for. He is legally blind, self-taught, and he first began his painting and his mission to change the world in a very, very small way. He sold watercolor note cards while undergoing chemotherapy at the age of 12. And what was initially a distraction for him from these treatments soon evolved into a curbside business he called Jeff's Bistro. Jeff's Bistro was a lemonade stand. It sold lemonade, brownies his mom made, and his watercolor note cards. And all the proceeds from his lemonade stand benefited the Children's Tumor Foundation. Through the years, he transitioned to acrylics on canvas, and at age 15, Jeffrey Owen Hansen LLC was created. And by the age of 20, Jeff raised $1 million for charity. Today, he has raised over $5 million, and his new goal is to raise over $10 million for charity by the age of 30. $10 million by age 30. More than 200 nonprofit organizations have benefited from his auctioned works, and some of his paintings can even be found in the homes of Elton John and Warren Buffett. Here's what Jeff says. Focus on what you can do, not on what you can't do. Because every act of kindness helps create kinder communities, more compassionate nations, and a better world for all, even one painting at a time. Jeff Hansen is a change agent. He dared to switch the track he was on, and he is willing to do his part to switch the track for everyone, one painting at a time. What would you like to be a change agent for? We don't have to be painters. We don't have to be popular. We don't have to be rich. We don't have to be anything than what we already are. And still, we can change the world. We are children of God. We are believers in a God who takes 2 pennies and turns them into more than what we could ever imagine. What track do you want to be a part of switching? What are your 2 pennies that you can use to help change the world? As you came in today, you may have seen a basket out in the lobby with some pennies in it and a sign that says, "What is the change you bring to the world?" When we leave today, take one of those pennies. Take one of those pennies. Let it remind us that we are not poor or measly, but extravagant contributors in the world. And then take a look at that penny and find where it says, "In God we trust." And then trust God to help each of us be the change agents we are called to be by focusing on what we can do, not what we can't do. Amen.